but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
To see my
to do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
God bless you and you and you. I just thank God for each and every one of you. My goodness, you know what? That's a true song. I'm telling you, this is your season to go ahead and walk in favor and go ahead and walk into the blessings of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, my God, you might well just go ahead and give God His praise and go ahead and give God the glory, because at the end of the day, God, nobody can stop the season that God has for you. I'm telling you right now, ain't no one going to be able to stop it, regardless of how they feel or what they want to do. No one cannot stop the season that God has for you. Therefore, my God, I'm telling you right now, just stay focused no matter what. Stay focused. Amen. Don't jump out. Don't get out. Don't keep going. No matter what, you got to hit the pedal to the metal. You do what you got to do. Amen. I'm talking to our brothers and sisters all over the world. I thank you for tuning in today. It is a blessing, amen, on this Sunday morning, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States of America, for us to be broadcasting live to each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, my God, as Bishop began to give us lessons on last week, don't count yourself out. This ain't the end. God is still in the healing business. He's still in the delivering business. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe that God is a blesser, I'm telling you right now, you need to tap into another part of him, because he's still a blesser. He's still a healer. He's still making a way out of no way. Amen? I'm telling you right now, it is, my God, the race is given to the swift of the strong. But he, come on somebody, that endures to the end. And I truly believe that you are a endurer. Amen. I want to share this message with some many of you all over the world. Amen. And many of you that is listening in this morning, I can care less what decision you done made in your lifetime. It doesn't matter, my God, the different things that you made back, different things out of feelings, different things out of emotion, even something that you made out of influence, being influenced by. But only thing I want to tell you, my God, like the prodigal child, the prodigal son, the prodigal child in the Bible, that story, when you come to yourself, amen, you get back in the race. Don't you sit there and wonder and ponder. Don't you sit there, be sad. Don't you sit there and cry over spilled milk. You get back up, my God Almighty, because long as you got breath in your body, you could still accomplish what God called you to accomplish. Come on, somebody. You are more than a conqueror. You could do exceedingly above all things through Christ who strengthened you. I truly believe that. I bank on that. Amen. That it is so. Amen. It is so. And you just got to keep pressing and keep pushing no matter of what. Amen? Amen. Somebody just need to give God a hallelujah thank you, a hallelujah praise in your living room, in your home, and just magnify the Lord with me, because God is good. Have God been good to you? I'm sorry, I just don't have one of these sad 2020 testimonies or how hard 2020 been and whatever. It's been a blessed time. It's been a harvest time, I'm telling you, because it doesn't matter, you know, what season you in. You could be a drought. You could be in a famine. A famine can be coming. One thing about the leading and the falling of the Holy Ghost, it will show you where the well, my God Almighty, is plentiful in. Follow the Holy Ghost, amen? And you will sustain in different times. Amen. God is good, you all. I just got to celebrate. Amen. We will be celebrating and uplift one of our own that deserve it. I just want to let you know that deserve it. Our very own evangelist elect, my God, evangelist elect. Amen. We definitely will be conducting the service pertaining to her, and just a little, just in a moment, amen. This is the first time I ever did a the Lord had to for we could do ordination and all that, amen. First time doing it live like this, amen. And it's a blessing because we got our partners and listeners all over the world. Norway, God bless you. United Kingdom, God bless you. Canada, God bless you. Fiji, God bless you. South Africa, God bless you all as well, amen. We still going to continue to listen to the Lord, amen, no matter what. I know other ministries, other places are doing different things, but one thing about it, I tell anybody, I'm not here to run with the pack. I'm here to run with the Lord. Amen. And if the Lord got me looking like an all ball from the pack, well, baby, I just look like the all ball from the pack, because we're going to stay grounded of what the Lord telling us. Now the Lord could be telling them something else. I don't know. I'm not here to judge that. All I'm here to do is just deal with what I preach to everybody else. Look at that man in the mirror, and I got to deal with what God says to this pastor right here. Amen. So we're going to continue to practice. We're going to continue to do different things that God always, God done told us to do and always share. Amen. That's why we are not having, my God, our normal New Year's watch night service. Amen. And that's something that when me and my wife always talked about, if a door doesn't open up, you know, we are not going to force a door, kick a door, and try to bombard our way. Because we'll get on the other side and realize why that door was locked, why that door was closed in the first place. And it might not be something that you like to see or you wanted to see. But sometimes you got to understand, even though you want to do something, but sometimes you have to follow the leading of the Lord, regardless of what it looks like. Amen. And you got to make these decisions, wise decisions, according to, amen, according to, my God Almighty, is what presented before you. Amen. But nevertheless, you just hold on on with us. We're still going to deliver, give a message. We're going to be right back here, my God Almighty, this Thursday, amen, Thursday night around about 9 o'clock, amen. We're going to come and give you, I come and give you a message crossing over into the year of 2021, amen. We're going to do a little different this year. We're just going to celebrate most of all, this is what really lays on my heart. Most of all, as many of us cross over to year 2021, amen, and we embrace them. If you have loved ones, I want you to take this week, I want you to take this time, and you embrace the loved ones. If ones that you know don't lost loved ones, I want you to embrace them. I want you to bring them in and tell them you have a new family. You have a family. My God, ADM family, if you got loved ones, amen, anybody know that looking for a family need a family, embrace them. Let's love each other. Let's do something different going over into this 2021 to love somebody. Embrace your family. Cherish your family. Cherish your children. Cherish your spouses. Cherish your children. Please cherish your parents. Amen. Because there's many stories, there's many things that I listened to this year. Amen. That some loved ones was here today and gone tomorrow. Not all cases were dealing with COVID-19. I want to put that out there. But at the end of the day, some people was with each other today, then they did not wake up with each other the next day. So you cherish each other. And most of all, I want you to cherish your life. Cherish who you are. Get out of the political things of a world of gossip and of nonsense, because that's time you cannot get back on your life. All the times and hours spent you moping, complaining, feeling sorry, going into nonsense, foolishness, getting in with the junk. Hey, man, you can't get that time back. That time is wasted. Stop living on this earth and taking things for granted. Don't take your life for granted no more. Amen. You go ahead and keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling and cherish what God gave you. Cherish and be thankful of life. Cherish and be thankful that you're here. Cherish and be thankful. That ain't something to puff your chest out like, I done got this. I ain't worried about that. Don't you puff your chest out like that. Amen. You just thank God and cherish for life and just thank God that you're here. And anybody that comes in your contact or comes around you, this is the time to drop a deposit. Amen. But just thinking of the goodness of the Lord and all that he done for, it's a time to drop a deposit into souls of others. So just cherish each other and cherish family. I hope families get back together. I hope they love each other, sons, daughters, husband, wife, whoever. Embrace each other, because at the end of the day, once you close your eyes, and my God, like the funeral home says, once, my God, your tongue is glued to the roof of your mouth, that is it. Amen. It's no more that I can have emotion, that person can have emotion or talk to you or come back and be able to share some things with you. That is it. But long as you got life in the families, if you got commotion with each other, end that stuff. Understand certain family members until they see their reality. That's just who they are. Accept who they are and just still be able to love them. Amen. Regardless if you have to love for a distance or whatever, it doesn't matter. Amen. Still love them, because at the end of the day, you don't want that stuff in your heart. Something happened to you, something to where we heard the testimony of our very own, to where they had to sedate and put on life support, to where you're not even responsive and you cannot deal with all that stuff in your heart anymore because you're unconscious. Now you transition over before the Lord and you got all this jealousy, you got all this envy, you got all this stuff in your heart. Amen. I don't want to transition over from this life, and I got all kinds of stuff in my heart and got all kinds of stuff inside of me. That's something that you don't want to do. Don't even gamble with your life like that. Amen. Deal with yourself, saints of God. Let's begin to work on ourselves. Get this stuff out of you. Amen. Love your family. Love your parents. Amen. Somebody might do you wrong. So what? Don't give them the power to control your life. At the end of the day, still love them. Still forgive forgive them. Still move on, because it's more for you than it is for them. Amen. It's more for you. Keep your nose clean. Amen. And as you keep your nose clean, you'll see the Lord, because there's so many don't transition over. Amen. It's so many this year alone. Amen. Even just this month, we don't even have to deal with this year. Amen. That cannot get that time back. I'm pretty sure many of those probably transitioned over with things in their heart, where they could have went and asked for forgiveness, or they should have worked some things out. They shouldn't left or ran away without trying to get things worked out and stuff like that. Don't you be one of those. Let's deal with this stuff this week while you got life. Let's go ahead and deal with it and go ahead and love, my God Almighty, each other. Amen. Didn't I know we're going to take that route, but somebody needs that this morning. Amen. It doesn't matter if they're in Norway, my God, South Africa. It doesn't matter if you're in Asia. Amen. Somebody needs that this morning, for they can begin to have a clean heart and they can begin to move into your life. And some people, listen, saints of God, even for the others, that you know that ones that you wish you could have talked to don't transition over. Release it. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, regardless of where they at in the spirit realm, my God, trust me, a message will be get brought to them. My God, so you go ahead and release it. Forgive yourself, amen. Go ahead and release it. Go ahead and release these different things, amen. Because at the end of the day, you still got a life that you need to live. You still got to go before the Lord, before yourself. You still go. And at the end of the day, I tell anybody, some things, long as the Lord knows your heart, and long as the Lord knows it's clean, it doesn't matter. Don't hold yourself in a place of oxygen. Amen. I just want to thank God this morning. It is a pleasure, amen, for us to get together and commute once again. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Listen, my God Almighty, let's go ahead and get things going, my God, because we have a very tremendous day for the kingdom of God. Amen. And we just want to thank God, and we give God the glory. Amen. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and call our very own mother. Amen. She's going. I need her to press one. Amen. To go ahead and give us the welcome of the hour. Then we're going to get ready to get right into our prayer. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, too, Apostle, on this last Sunday in the year. God is good. On behalf of our wonderful pastor and first lady, Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome you, our international visitors, our local visitors, United States of America. Wherever you are on the sound of my voice, you are welcome. So just sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and enjoy the ride with the ADM ministry. God bless you, Pastor, back in your hand.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother. Thank you, amen, for that beautiful welcome. Amen. I know many of you, you come faithfully from different parts of the world every week with us, and many of you all the way throughout the week. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for anybody that get. We just thank you, amen, for things that you have done and how you supported the ministry. Amen. Let's go ahead and get right on to our prayer with our very own, my God, Minister Shaquita. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, too, First Lady. God bless you, Mother OG, and all the saints. Thank you again for tuning in, and thank you, God, for coming in with us. But, dear God, it's been a long week, and we need you now more than ever. We ask you that you direct our hearts and minds towards you, O God. Fill us with your spirit, O God. Bring in refreshing, O God. Renew us, O God. Peace, O God. And joy, O God. We remind you, remind us, O God, in your word that you are faithful to carry our burdens, O God. You tell us, O God, that you renew our strength and you promise to give us rest, O God, as we come to you, O God. Forgive us for the times we have worked so hard to be self-sufficient, forgetting our need for you, O God, living independently of your spirit, O God. For forgive us, God, for letting fear and worry control our minds, and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives, O God. Forgive us for not following your ways, O God. for being distant from your presence, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Thank you for your ways are far greater than our ways, oh God. And your thoughts are far deeper than our thoughts, oh God. We thank you, God, that your plans have redeemed us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that things are always made anew, oh God, through you, oh God. We thank you that you face us towards us righteousness, oh God. You are close, God, to the brokenhearted, oh God. We hear you, you hear our prayers, oh God. You are our hearts, God. You know our heart, God. Thank you, God, for your daily powerful presence, oh God, in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, that you assure us, God, no matter what we are facing, oh God, your heart is toward us, oh God. Your eyes are over us, oh God. Your ears hear us, and you are open to our presence, oh God. We thank you that you surround us with your favor, with a shield, oh God. We are facing your care, oh God. We give you praise, oh God, for your honor, for your God, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh God. You are righteous and true, oh God. We forgive you, God. We worship you for holy and just, oh God. We declare that your love stands firm, oh God, forever, oh God. Your love and kindness endure, oh God, forever, oh God. Help us never to take for granted your love and gift, oh God. How huge this love is you have offered on your behalf, oh God. Help us to remind of the love and the cost that you've given, oh God. Forgive us for being too busy, too distracted by other things, not fully recognizing that you are fully given, oh God, that all Christ has done for us, oh God. Help us to keep striving, oh God. We choose to press close to you today, oh God. Help us to keep close our heart, oh God. May we walk in your wisdom, oh God, and presence, oh God. May we stay strong and true to you, oh God. We pray for your protection over our family, our lives, and all the beliefs, oh God. We ask for your hand to cover us, oh God, and keep us distant from the things that we know that we shall not do, oh God. That we will be your barrier over us, oh God. That we will find refuge of you and God. We pray that you will give us discernment and insight beyond our years, oh God, to understand you. We'll hear your voice, oh God, and we know your ways, oh God. We ask that you keep us on our footsteps on firm and solid grounds, oh God. Help us to be consistent and faithful, oh God, giving us supernatural endurance to stay the course, oh God, not swerving to the right or swerving to the left, oh God, not being easily distracted by things that would not fit your call, oh God, and keeping us from you, oh God. Shine your light through us, oh God, around us, oh God, over, oh God. Make a difference in this world, oh God, for your glory, oh God, so that your purpose will stand, oh God. Set your ways real forth, oh God. Make all your plans succeed, oh God. May we reflect your peace, oh God, and help the world that the world has so desperately needs your presence, oh God, and healing, God. We praise you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your reign supreme. You are more than a conqueror, oh God. And through the gift of Jesus Christ in your name, in Jesus Christ, a powerful prayer, as we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Just take a minute right there to worship the Lord. Somebody just take a minute right there to give God the glory. Somebody take a minute right there and just think for life. Thank you, my God Almighty, for that individual, that you, that got up this morning. Amen. Blood running warm in their vein, in your right mind. You're feeling strong and healthy. Amen. Some of you just need to go ahead and thank God right there, my God Almighty, that he is good. His mercy, endure it forever, 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 in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to go ahead and give God the glory, the glory, the glory, amen. Go ahead and give him the glory and give him the praise, amen, and magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. Come on, somebody. He is worthy to be praised, amen, and amen, and amen. We just give God the glory. We magnify his holy name. He is worthy to be praised, my God. He is worthy to be praised, and we just want to thank the Lord, and we just magnify him for who he is and what he has come to do, amen, and we just give God the glory. This brings us into a very special time of our broadcast, amen, to where I've never done this before, but at the end of the day, when God granted different things, or when God approves on it and give you assignment to do, amen, it's about, my God, you making sure that the assignment is completed. That's something about being a leader, somebody walking in leadership. That we know that when it comes down to the assignment of God, it's no excuses, amen? It's no excuses that says, I cannot do this, or I cannot do that, or this happened and I wasn't able to do that, amen? It's no excuses when it comes into the things, or it comes down to the things of God, amen? We just so honored and so happy to where, my God, it's time for one of our very own to get promotion. And I'm very happy about this individual give promotion. This is the second individual that I never had to wrestle with God, or wrestle with the decision that God dropped in my spirit to do so. This is the second individual, amen, to where I did not have go to God, question him about if this is your will or what is this, God. You know, I see this, I see that, and have to present a resume to the Lord to make sure that, God, this is what you want. Amen. But I thank God even for the others. Amen. Because nevertheless, it was a powerful moment even for my life and for myself. Amen. Because sometimes God will put individuals in certain places, amen, to show them that your spirit is nailed to the cross. I give you the opportunity, but because of you begin to, because of you begin to handle the opportunity I gave you, you cannot put the ability or the excuse on nobody else, but it's on yourself. So I challenge each pastor, each leader, regardless if it's out of the ordinary, regardless if it seems like, God, this is you, amen, you got to trust and to believe the walk of God. Sometimes God will do things, but it could be a teachable moment to others, for they could be able to check themselves before they wreck themselves, amen. But we just start for those that God, those individuals that God done brought into the kingdom and brought into the area of promotion. One thing about being a minister of God, a minister is somebody is almost like got restriction. They are not able to drive by themselves, but they are there to learn how to drive, and they are learned to be developed in the kingdom of God. One thing about a leader and one thing that they do learn as a minister is being accountable, holding thyself accountable. One thing I share with many of people, amen, if you are seeing things other than you seeing yourself, majority of the time, you got to check yourself, amen. Because one thing about God, saints of God, and the Holy Spirit and God always deal with you to help to develop you, amen. Because at the end of the day, if you're not developed properly or if you're not mature properly, what good are you to the kingdom of God? You will bring more hurt to the kingdom of God than you will help to enhance the kingdom of God. One thing about the kingdom of God, he always have his leaders to judge with a spiritual eye, not your shortfalls, but how you recover, how you get up, how you able to stay in the race with the Lord Almighty. Amen. Even though things done came into your life, even though you might had a couple of stumbles here and there, but how you was able to get up and brush yourself off and still declare the name of the Lord without no apologies. Amen. God will cause things to come at your life. He will cause certain storms. He will cause certain things to come at your life, but not to take you out, but to help build you up. Scripture declares it like this: iron sharpens iron. Amen. Because you are a piece of iron that came out of the fire of the Lord. Order for iron and different things to be hardened and strengthening, they have to go through the fire. To burn, my God Almighty, things that God can use, that burn things that God cannot promote off of individuals. I'm here to tell you, my God Almighty, that many of you that is coming into the things of God and in place of God, God want to burn some things off of you. But the question is to the body of Christ, and the question is to leaders and ministers, are you willing to allow God to burn things off of you? Or are you willing to go back and forth and willing to not to see yourself? That is somebody is not ready to grow. Growth comes from burning. Office comes from individuals that been burned, been drove through the mud. Yes, they probably been told that you are not worthy to walk in this office. You're not worthy to walk in that office. You're not worthy to do this. And sometimes even the enemy will bring mind battles to begin to fight different ones to let them know that you are not worthy to walk. But they're trying to hold up the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. It takes a strong individual to walk, amen, not with the pastor, not with prayer partners, not with a prayer team, but they have to stand in the wilderness for themselves and fight the giant and fight the animals and fight the different things that may come at their way to understand and recognize that God gave me power that dwells inside of me. A true individual is going to have to recognize that it's something that God gave me. As long as I put my life in check, and begin to examine myself, I can help the body of Christ in the kingdom of God to go forth. One thing about God and one thing about is a traditional way to when an individual come into an office or in that type of position, they get set aside. I just wish the saints of God start compromising with the ways, my God, of the Bibles, because at the end of the day, I'm not here to be compromised or to be adjured or to be a light. I'm here to uplift the Bible and uplift the kingdom of God. That's our job as leaders. That's our job as individuals of the gospel, to here to lift the gospel. I'm not here to be like. I'm not here to be for you to be my friend or somebody that you give pastor cheers to. It's going to be time to where a true leader of God that is chosen by God is going to make you mad. It's going to want to make you pack your bags and leave, because there's many things within ourselves to where we are not ready to deal with the things within ourselves. Some things come across, things be exposed, it makes you mad. But at the end of the day, if you could overcome that and understand that all things work together for the good and God is trying to develop me, you could come into the area of a beautiful flower. One thing that God doesn't like, and one thing will cause you to lose your place and lose your position in the spirit realm, is the individual throwing a towel and walk away. For whatever reason that they say that they has to walk away. But baby, when you're throwing the towel and walking away, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong. It's given to the individual that endure, that can endure different things. You endure persecution. You endure correction. You endure redirection. You endure in overcoming your personal feelings. You endure different things that is in your life that calls the average individual. And God did not call you to be average to throw in the towel, but you are able to endure. I'm so happy this morning for us to come to the table, and I was so happy to examine that God used me to examine not only me, I want to also include our very own bishop, to examine this individual growth and to examine this individual walk. Trust me that when this individual got set to a side as evangelist elect, this individual did not make it the first year. Oh, no. God was still in a process. But one thing I could truly recognize, a switch got turned on in this individual, to where this individual just said and accepted the things of God. And because of this individual accepting, evangelist elect Shanita Ponton accepting what God is trying to do with her and seeing it as a spiritual point of view other than a natural point of view, because when you see things as a natural point of view, you'll think somebody is getting out of line with you and where somebody is trying to get something to you. This is the year and this is the time to where God gave the approval, and this individual is ready. Don't get me wrong, saints of God. We all have issues that we wrestle through. But one thing that makes a leader different from the people that they have to, or from the souls that they have to lead or minister to, we learned the understanding and the willpower that God placed within us. How to not allow our issues to control us, we control it. How to not allow them to lay there and sleep and wallow into different things we get up out of. How to come to the mirror and look at ourselves and look at our flaws and look at our weakness and look at different things and say, God, this is me in the mirror. What that leader, what that minister is saying, God, I cannot throw it away because, yes, I hear you. You are trying to work on me. That somebody come into the true essence of who they are, what God called them for, and understand that, yes, I might not be perfect, but I refuse to stay in imperfectness and thinking that I can make things happen from that place and just deal with a place that God called me to. Hallelujah. I wish somebody all over the world just give God the glory. At this moment, we're going to give Evangelist a charge I'm not going to close it out with prayer because this is the place to where we're just going to drop a name as elect, and she will wear the title as evangelist. Next year, when the Lord release us, sometime next year, we will have the Ashley ceremony to where she will be dressed into a proper evangelist attire, and she will be prayed for. Her hands will be laid at that moment. But this is the moment that is recognized that this individual is ready to go forth. One thing about evangelists, their job come to minister to the body, soul winner. Many of you all over the world, you recognize and you understand who she is because she's been faithful to the call. I remember giving a call from evangelist, and she sent me a motion. She said, "Pastor, we need to get back on the prayer line in the morning." Even though God done gave me another assignment to do, I knew that it was an assignment for somebody to pick up within the ministry. Saints of God, a mature individual, nobody don't have to come and ask you. You will see an area in the body of Christ that is needed. And regardless if you feel as though that you are qualified or not, you're going to try to do whatever you do in order. Not going to do what you want to do behind the back or behind somebody, but being held accountable. And you do it in order. That's the individual that is on their right path and say, "That's the son or daughter that I need to go and represent my kingdom." And as she came, it been a challenge at times, and I know it has. But one thing about pastor, I'm not here to pacify leaders. We're here to build leaders up. And it's going to be times to where the assignment get challenging. It's going to be times to where the assignment get hard. It'd be times to where she couldn't even come on and speak much because she have, you know, bronchitis and different things been acting up and messing up. But yet none of you did not know it. Many of you that was faithful coming on. But many of you that wasn't, you really don't know what pastor's talking about. And she still pressed on. Been times to where get overwhelmed with job, probably didn't even really sleep. But guess what? Still pressed on. I was happy to say that I was glad to be her first assistant. See, you was her assistant? Absolutely. Because God gave her the will to lead that particular job. And it was my job to assist and watch and help develop, not to take over. And there have been times to where that I grow much respect for her that I know that if God give her assignment on all she needs, somebody just to work with her, it will be fulfilled. Why? Because there have been many times say, "Pastor, I can't come on this morning, but I'll be coming from this chapter. I'll be coming from this place." That's the sign of a leader that got the will and say, "God, assignment, what he laid on my heart, it needs to get done. And if I can get somebody to carry the torch, I don't want to be selfish and try to do it all by myself. But if somebody could carry the torch with me, amen, and I could pass it on, I know the assignment of the word of the Lord, what he needed to be ministered for that day or for that timing, it will get delivered." That's a sign of somebody that is ready to lead God's people. Amen. So I come today, this morning, Evangelist Elect Plantin, are you there?
Yes, Apostle. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say it, Lord. Say it, Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As I ask you these questions, you are actually taking a vow. And these next four questions that I want to ask is just say, "I will." The next three questions I ask, you say, "I will." Because one thing of taking on an office is not something that you take on today and get mad at it tomorrow and mad at the people because of the things that comes your way to quit the office. The office is like an area of marriage. It's not something that you lay aside. This is unto death do we part. And I'm departing it. Why? Because God don't need other pastors or evangelists or prophets in heaven. It's all known as a place to where it's already set up. So while we're on this earth, he gives the fivefold, and part of the fivefold, one of the office of the fivefold is evangelists. You are entering into a marriage and a commitment that I examined for 2 years ago when the Lord set you aside. I examined that now you are committed to the cause. It's my pleasure as a leader of the gospel that God chose in this time and in this day to be able to enhance an individual into the kingdom of God, not for their purpose, not for their enjoyment, but for the works of the kingdom and for a relationship that is already made before we move to this point with you in the office. Now the commitment before the Lord will be accepted. Are you willing, Evangelist Elect Nita? Are you willing to be loyal to the office of evangelist?
I will.
Are you willing to enhance the kingdom of God and not for yourself?
I will.
Are you willing not to use the office and your license for financial gain for yourself?
I will.
Do you agree? And you can say yes at these questions. Do you agree not to use the office to mishandle God's people?
Yes.
Do you understand you are representing the kingdom of God in your office? Do you understand the office of evangelist and your duty as an evangelist in the body of the kingdom of the Lord?
Yes.
Repeat after me. I want you to use your full name when we get to the name part. Repeat after me. Say, I.
I.
Now put your name there in place.
Shanita LaWanda Ponton.
Accept.
Accept.
The office.
The office.
Of evangelists.
Of evangelists.
To do the will.
To do the will.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
And the will of the Lord only.
And the will. And the will of the Lord only.
We heard their motion to be accepted, that those that is tuned in all over the world. Time, do we have anybody that disagree with the motion that was accepted by Avengers Lex Planton? If it's so, can you please press 1 on your phone line at this time? If we don't have no one, that is, everyone all over the world that is listening to, that the motion has been accepted. At this time, do we have anyone to accept, second the motion of acceptance?
I, Bishop Michael Davis, accept the motion that she's now been set aside as evangelist.
The motion has been accepted. The motion has been written down, not only in heaven, but it has been written down and also in ADM ministry laws that on this day, December 27, 2020, that now evangelist elect is now evangelist Shanita Plantan. At this moment, we just thank God for it. And we thank God what he has for her. 24. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bishop, if you have anything that the Lord laid on your heart, you are free to have the floor. Hallelujah.
Yes, God bless your daughter. Obedience. Fresh anointing. Obedience, fresh anointing, and continuance in what God has bestowed upon you. Lord, say, because of your obedience and because of your patience of the instruction of your pastor, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I stand in agreement with everything that is done in the sight of the Lord. Preach the word in season and out of season. Preach the word according to the doctrine of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all things shall be well in heaven and on earth. Last instruction, continue in obedience to your leader.
Yes.
Watch as well as pray. Make no sound decision without prayer and release from your pastor. How about Sunday come back in your life? In Jesus' name, I just thank God for you. I thank God for ADM ministry. And I thank God for all that is listening on this airways today. May God bless you and God keep you. Amen, Apostle.
Amen. You know, sidebar for a second. And I want Evangelist Nita to share a testimony, because what Bishop, the words that Bishop hearing, Bishop doesn't know nothing, because Bishop don't call members and sit down and put them or have that kind of involvement with them. A testimony happened to Evangelist with the word spoken to her. I want her to share that right quick. Share this, and I hope everyone that is listening really listen to what. Go ahead and give the testimony.
giving honor to God. I mean, I got butterflies all over, but I want to just sit and say I need to go way back. In 2010, the Holy Spirit, and I do hear from God. I may not sit and talk about it because that's my first gift that he has given me, but I have it written in journals, and I'm going to write a book about it. God gave me a word and told me that two people would come into my life. And this is the time when I was at my lowest. I thought I was at my lowest, but not realizing that God was setting me aside because he had a work in me. And he told me that a couple would come into my life. And I said, I waited. I never doubted what he had to say. I just did not know where they were going to come from. And I did not go to church for 3 years because me and my husband, we were going through some deep issues. And I told the Lord one day, I said, I got my son a car. And I told the Lord, I said, if you can just get me that car back to Atlanta, because he was in college in California, I'll go to a church. Well, I was invited to a church, and I got there. And on the day that I got there, I met Bishop Michael Davis. And I also heard the word from Apostle Temple. But when the word came forth, I realized right then and there, because see, I'm like Gideon. I asked God for signs. I'm not bold with God. My relationship for Him to show, give me signs. And when it's something that I know is for me, I get the sound of rushing water in my ear. So Bishop Davis came up to me and he said, "This is your place where you need to be." I received it. I continued to keep going and going and going. And during that time that I was going, not understanding that God was doing a work with me, and that couple was Apostle Temple Spencer and Lakeisha Spencer, because if you all even could honestly know all that they have done by being obedient to the Lord, then you would sit and shake your head too. Because even through my mess, because I had some mess. See, you all know me. I'm very transparent. I had some mess, but I brought my own mess. But I also had a word for God. See, God put a prophet in my life, and that prophet was Apostle Temple. And he kept I was my biggest enemy. You know, in Second Chronicles, a prophet came to Jehoshaphat and told him that the battle wasn't yours, the battle was God. And see, once I realized that all of my mess, all of my problems came from me, I was my biggest enemy, because instead of me running to the throne, I used to go to the phone and tell people my business. And me telling my people my business pulled me down in a web of confusion. But then the other thing, the most beautiful thing about it, was when I identified and started getting the teachings that I was getting from ADM, and not just on a spiritual level, but also on a personal level, in a place, in my place of employment, not knowing, getting constructive criticism, being put in a place where I was getting poured into, I decided to sit and say, you know what, God? I'm the problem. I need you to fix me. I need you to take me into a place where I can change myself so my circumstances could change. And that's exactly what I did. And see, a lot of people didn't understand this as well, and then I'm gonna get off. Because when I came to ATM, if you all would sit and watch me, you would sit and see I would sit at my seat, at the tip of my seat. And when music would come on, I would get up and dance. When God was giving me a rhema word, I would get up and shout. See, what God let me know was my praise is what defeated my enemies. My praise is what got me to a point here and today. My praise inside of ADM, my praise inside of my heart, my praise inside of my mind, with the people that I needed to be around, is what got me to this place today. So me being in a place where I'm at right now, where others decided to go, I decided to stay, because the prophetic word had already came to me. And it wasn't about me, it's about what God had said. When you get to the place where you realize what God is saying to you and not what man is saying to you, no matter what's going on around you, you are in that sheltered place. You are in the place where the people may sit and say, you dumb, you stupid, you whatever. What you sit and say, that's what man say. But what did God tell you? See, when God gave me that prophetic word, I didn't meet the Spencers until 2018. God gave me that word, 9 years prior to that. So what I'm sitting and saying to you all today, do not sit and let people, places, and things take you out of what God has for you. Because when God has something for you, you're going to get drugged through the mud, but guess what? You're still holding on to his hand. You're going to get criticized, talked about, and all other type of things deceived, but you're still connected to the vine. And that, when God put this couple in my life, not only did it change for me, it changed for my husband as well. It changed for my kids. It even changed for my mother, who is set in her ways, because the teachings that I get, I'm able to share them with her. And so on today, I sit and say to you all, whatever God has for you, it is for you. Don't let nothing and nobody take away what God has for you. And when you say, I do, when you marry Christ, remember that you are married to him. And nothing else can come in between that. Nothing can come in between the love that you have for Christ. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how much you got to sit and go through, just remember that there is a reward at the end. You live for Christ. If I live for him, I die for him. Because every single day I wake up in a place of God's unfailing love. So I say to each and every one of you, Apostle Temple, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, I thank you. My heart, my entire heart goes out to you all. Bishop Michael Davis, I thank you for being the obedient man of God that you are. And I surely can't leave out my mother, Helen, that keeps me up on the wall when it's times that I feel like I'm just so weary. I sit and say to you on today, with everything that I have in my body, that I am so grateful that God didn't give up on me, because it was times I gave up on myself. But I'm so grateful that he kept his hand of righteousness on me. I am so grateful of the people that he has put before me. And you all know it is not easy sitting up under Apostle Temple, and it's not easy sitting up under First Lady Spencer on a whole nother different level. But I tell you this, you know that it's God that has you in a place where you can sit and you can deal with what God has for you. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. You know, God, no matter what, when you're in a place of being developed, you have to be held accountable. Many times where the body of Christ doesn't have mature people, but they think they're mature, but they because they are not fully developed, and they lead people. You will be held accountable, and it's a blessing to be held accountable. Only people that is going to embrace it is people that truly want something out of life and want to grow into the spirit realm with the Lord. If not, there others are not. But evangelists, had something happen to you this week to where you got blessed in a store, Walmart. And you got blessed in Walmart, and Bishop was saying words where them same words came to you once the individual met you in Walmart, and they shared what thus says the Lord. I want you to share that with the people and let what words were shared with you, and you got blessed for this week of what happened.
Yes. So I was in Walmart. It was busy. A young lady came by. She had the most beautiful smile. She did not open her mouth. All she did was wave at me. I looked up. I was looking down in my phone at a list, and I said to her, I spoke to her. I said, hey, how you doing? She said, fine, and she pulled her buggy over. When she pulled her buggy over, I went back looking to the phone. She came back next to me. She had this bracelet that said, Team Jesus and $100. She said, God bless you. And she walked away. It was so many people there. I was looking because I was just in awe. Because the night before, I had just said that I believe in miracles. I was telling somebody, and I even posted it on Facebook, I believe in miracles. So I continued to look. It was me and my son. We were continuing to look for this young lady with this white hat on. I needed to go cross. I was in Fayetteville to the other side of the pavilion, and I'm driving, and I see this lady. And she comes out with another lady. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, God bless you, woman of God. And then she just goes to talking and speaking to me in a prophetic, just telling me to continue to be obedient and to continue to walk with God because he's not through with me yet. To just continue to stay fast and be unmovable. And that God loves me so much because of all the things that, because I have identified my issues and I'm willing to share them with it. She said, don't you give up. Don't you give up, woman of God. You keep your feet moving. You keep going on. But whatever you do, stay in a place of obedience. Because if you stay in a place of obedience, just know you are at rest with God. And when I sit and tell you, all I could do was just sit there and just start, my heavenly language just took all over. Everybody was just coming out looking at me and this lady in the rain. It was pouring down raining, but we was yet still praising the Lord. She told me, don't you give up, because there are times that you wanted to give up. You keep moving forward. She said, do you think that you just got that? Wait to where God is getting ready to take you, because he's getting ready to take you to another height, to another level, because you're not afraid. See, that was the key to me, that I had gotten to the point that the fear was gone and I'm no longer afraid. So I urge each and every one of you, based off of that testimony that she gave me, first of all, God is real. God is real. I didn't ask her for anything. I had no clue what was going on. And number two, when we stay in a place of obedience, no matter what, no matter how hard it is, you have to discipline your mind to know that you got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. I had no clue that this lady was going to come to me. And it was another lady there. But she didn't have, God drew her to me. And she just continually to speak into my life. It wasn't nothing that I had never heard before. It was just a confirmation, because exactly what she speaks to me, Apostle Temple have told me in the past, and so does First Lady. They just tell me to stay on the mark. So I sit and say to you all today, some people may sit and say, oh, it was just $100, but I'm going to tell you what I sit and say it is. It was a gift from God. God wanted me to know that, daughter, I'm real. Daughter, because of your faithfulness, this is how I sit and bless you. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. That was her last word to me. The best is yet to come. I believed it, and I received it, and I was able. This is the beauty of it. The $100 that was given to me, because it was given to me, I sold it. I went. I didn't give a person $100. I was able to go to different people and give them $20. I realized that it was time for me to sow into somebody else's life so that greater can come into my life. Back over to you, Apostle.
People of God, your life is sure to be so full with blessings. This is what I share with people. When you're dealing with true leaders and true people that God done called in leadership, there's no way in the world that you're going to go through some financial difficulty, because God will call strangers to come and give to your bosom, long as you're doing things right. And long as you're now doing things right, you might not be the favorite person on many people's lists. You might not be the individual that many people will agree with you with, but you got to understand what the word of God says. You obey the word of God. That is the residual income or residual blessing that doesn't stop, that I tell anybody. It doesn't matter. You'll be able to be blessed. God's going to be able to get it. It doesn't matter. It keeps coming and come and come and come. Amen. And you never run low on it. all this stuff that folks don't put out there saying that the devil is attacking to my finances, and 1 minute on one tongue we say God is blessing our finances, and the same tongue we say the devil is fighting our finances. How in the world that the devil is more powerful than God in your life? Somebody is wrong, amen? Because there's no way that the enemy has power or more power over your life than God has, amen? So we got to make sure we are careful of the things that we acknowledge and careful of the things that we say. And we got to be careful that how we be influenced of people. Stop being influenced by everything that somebody say because you caught up in your feelings. Stop being influenced by what somebody tell you. One of my spiritual leaders always tell me this, always say this and teach this. If they don't have the capacity to lead your life or to help you to manifest, and we're talking about manifestation. I'm not talking about a wish and a hope and a dream, but manifest things in your life. Don't tell me about an income if you can't show me how to manifest it. Don't tell me about a healing if you can't show me how to manifest it. And so many people get told about different things that is not able producing in other people's lives, and now we get tossed to and fro what the book of Ephesians talking about by every form of doctrine. And guess who is cut out? You. You're going into another year. Many of you, stop being tossed to and fro. Put a stop to it. Put a stop to your emotion. Put a stop to your crying. Put a stop to jumping out of ship. Put a stop to negative people in your ear. Because if a person get a dream, get a direction, a people that are influenced by other people that doesn't have the capacity to help lead their life, that's a person that doesn't have a direction in their life. They don't know which way they're going. They're still trying to find themselves. But once you know the way you're going and where you are, where you're going and where the Lord is taking you, now you can tap into individuals that has the capacity. How do you know they have the capacity? They walk it. They live it. You can see it. And you can witness. You can manifest. And it ain't no flogging. It ain't no perpetrating. They don't try to take something from you. They try to give you something. Amen? And they teach you the principles of God for you can keep on reaping the things of God for your own self. Yeah, it might not. Yeah, they might end up making you mad. Yeah, they might not end up doing different things to make you upset. But if it's for you, you're going to understand that everything that comes from God is not there to pat me on the back, give me the cheers that I'm doing so great. Sometimes God got to show us tough love, and sometimes God got to take out the scrap, and sometimes God got to redirect us. For what? For the maturing of our own self. Don't allow it no more. Many of you, you got this person in your ear, that person. Why am I going here on this day? You got this person in your ear, that person in your ear, and they cannot produce a water out of a cup, allowing folks that have not came into matureness yet, or have not come into the things of God yet, even though they might be on their way. Well, until you get there, you don't have the capacity to help me in my life. And I see so many people in the body of Christ, and it just hurts me as a leader. As a leader with God, it hurts me. They get tossed to and from, begin drawn out by people don't even have the capacity to take them where they need to go. Now you're left out there drifting. Now folks left out there. Now folks are shining out there wondering upon, and they still complaining about other things other than come. I prophesied today that those need to come to yourself. You will come to yourself and realize, and you stop missing the blessings and the things that God has for you because you don't want to change, because you your worst enemy, because you studying, you taking accountability. No, you followed them. You listened to that naysayer. You heard that nonsense. You jumped out the ship that you shouldn't. You had false dreams. So many people have dreams or have vision, have different things that is not of God, and we call it of God. Then once it did not come to pass, or you came into some things, we want to blame it on the devil. The devil attacked that. No, you had a lie. You had a false dream. You had a dream that was manipulated by the enemy. And because you don't want to get someone to be steadfast, or you don't want to get someone to be solid, he was able to manipulate you. One thing about an individual, peoples of God, they're able to produce. God is a God of producing. God is a God of manifestation. Amen. It ain't about a hope and a dream. No, I want to manifest. I want to see it. I want to walk in it. I want to believe it. I want to touch it. If God say he got it, I want to touch it. I want to see it. I declare and decree that you will not walk around here broke, busted, and disgusted. I declare and decree that you're going to tap into the manifestation. Amen. Many of you don't tap into faith. You don't tap into belief. But I declare and decree you're going to tap into manifestation to where you're going to experience your healing. You're just not going to speak it, but you're going to feel it. The doctor's going to give you a report. You're going to have, my God, reports from the physician that you are healed. I declare and decree it. You're just not going to do that in the name of Jesus. You're not going to do, my God Almighty, that in the name of Jesus. Even, my God Almighty. Listen, Evangelist, go ahead and say that other part. You just text me. I want you to share it with the people. Share this. They need to hear it.
And one thing, I just got so excited about the testimony in itself. The other thing was that she told me, and I'm telling you, this is a person that I don't even know. She told me, she said, and don't you, no matter what, leave your place of worship. Don't you leave your headship at this point in time. Because based on your pastor, obedient, based on your pastor being a faithful servant, based on your pastor sharing different things with you, that is where you're, that's who you are at this point in time. She said, don't you dare, if you have even thought about it, don't you move, because this is where God has you at this point in time. She said a lot of people abort things, but you didn't. You are going to continue to move forward. And that was so important to me, because at so many times I could have left based on different situations that was going on. But at the end of the day, I sat and said, you know what, God, I'm going to be obedient to your will and your way. Because one thing I realized was, when in order for me to prosper, and I'm not just talking about financially, I'm talking about physically, I'm talking about spiritually, I'm talking about mentally, and I do want financial prosperity too. You got
That's right.
to be around people that can show you. You have to be around people that can lead you and give you proper examples. You got to be around people that's going to sit and tell you, no, 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 you're doing it this way, but this is the way that you need to do it. And then you don't sit and you don't put your nose down at them. You look up into the heavens and you tell God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for placing me in a place where I'm on solid ground. See, I'm in a place where I'm steadfast. And I'm immovable, and it's non-negotiable. It doesn't matter what somebody else come and sit and tell me, because you know what? My assignment is unto God. It's not unto man. When you realize that God has some for you, then you don't abort what God has. That cord gets tighter. You get into the position where you allow God to use you. It don't matter. I don't sit on the phone and talk to Apostle and First Lady every single day. When a situation come up and God say you need godly counsel, you need some wisdom, then you go. But see, once that God has to tell me to go there, because I'm going to seek him first, the kingdom of God. When it's time, when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do, do you not think I don't hear about it? But you know what? That just lets me know that God loves me. And this lady identified that in the spirit. She identified. So when Bishop Davis said to me today that I needed to continue to be obedient to the man of God, my pastor, it wasn't nothing but a confirmation, because the lady had already told me. A stranger from out of the street had already told me. So I sit and urge you all today, those that may sit and be scratching their head and don't understand what God is doing with them, I'm going to tell you, every disciple, every man and woman in the Bible had to go through some things. But you know what? God loved them so much that he put people before them to get from point A to point B. Don't miss out. Do not miss out on the movement, because I received everything that she said. And Bishop, I received everything that you say. Your words have not changed now going on 3 years. Your word remains the same, and I have to continue to stay steadfast and immovable. And I am glad that God has me in a place where in a perfect place with people that realize that they're imperfect, but they still strive to make a difference in the kingdom. Back over to you, Apostle.
Let me tell you all something. Amen. Many of you and many people probably say, you know what, Pastor, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of this, not worthy of that, not worthy of this. This is where God had to give me a teachable moment where I wrestled with a lot of people, that even people that God had me ordained in ministry and set aside different things. I wrestled with that because I knew, you know, spiritually wise, you know, things that I seen spiritually. Then God had to let me know. He say, son, first of all, is dirt a great place? I say, no, God. Dirt is dirt. Dirt is really kind of filthy. Amen. He said, yes. He said, that's where I raised people out of. I raised them out of the filth. I raised them out of the dirt. So everybody that is listening probably feels though you're not worthy, or probably got a misunderstanding with different things. Yeah, God been gonna set you up. God trying to set many of you up, and you're probably not in a place to where you feels though that the naysayers or the certain percentage probably say you ain't worthy. One thing about God, he plant you in the dirt, amen, and he raised you where? Out of the dirt. The flower don't becomes a beautiful flower until it break through out of the what? Out of the dirt, amen, and that's when it'll be able to blossom once it comes out of the dirt. Before you able to blossom, you first got to get put in the dirt. And once you begin to come out of the dirt, it's going to take some pushing. It's going to take some breaking through. It's going to take some recognizing. But guess what? But once you become a flower, amen, at the end of the day, you're going to, instead of you looking at it as a dirt, as a place to where you've been hidden, as a place to where you've been covered, because every seed got to go into the ground and get covered, get hidden, amen. You're going to look at that ground, that same place, amen, that was a mess, is the same place as being a blessing to you. Because now the flower that came out of the ground, it probably looked at it that this is a mess. You got me covered. I'm in a dark situation. But when it becomes a beautiful flower, when it becomes a mature flower, that same place become nourishment. That same place become where it draws its water from. That same place, amen. I want to tell somebody this morning, you better stop looking at yourself as you a failure. You got to start looking at yourself that you unequipped, amen. You got to understand that it ain't nobody called you but God. And whatever God says, that's what God says. That's why I embrace anybody. I look at them with a different eye. They probably say, Pastor, do you know this person? I could care less, because at the end of the day, that's the one God wants. He wants that person in the dirt. He wants that person in the mess, because that's the person he could break through and bring out of. I'm telling you, don't you count yourself out. You get back into the race. You get back into the game. You get back into the things that God has for you. Many of you, you walk the way, you shake yourself off and get back into the race. Admit it, I did wrong. I messed up. At the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. Are you an endurer? You better say you are. If you don't push through it this 2020 and don't walk through, you, my God Almighty, you see the light at the end of this tunnel of this pandemic, and then you better tell yourself, I am a doer. We got to understand, stop getting caught up into every fly-by-night word you hear. You'll know the things of the Lord. You'll know it. Caught up with what somebody said. The Lord said that, the Lord said that. But at the end of the day, you're trying to figure out where the Lord at in their life. How in the world is the Lord going to tell me all this, but yet and still you can't even produce anything out of yourself? Amen. You got to first show that the Lord first. One thing about me, what I did as a leader, when the Lord called me, I would never step down. I never stepped out until I prophesied in my own life. And I said, God, you got to do it for me. I can't sit out here playing in all these games here. You already got, there's too many people out there doing that nonsense now. But how can I tell somebody you're a blessing I never seen in my life? How can I prophesize to somebody, my God, about certain things that I never seen it manifest in my life? I need to see it manifest in my life. I got to see the power. I'm telling you, saints of God, begin to prophesize over your own life. Begin to speak things over your own life. Stop being influenced by every which way somebody come and cannot produce anything to you. Amen. Don't even got enough power to rebuke a fly. So you got to stop getting out of that. Stop getting caught up in the gift of gab. Folks that sounds good, they can sound like it. Ooh, I'm feel. Don't let people mess with your emotion part of your mind because you're going through and they know how to tap in that emotion part, say different things, and now you're getting goosebumps that doesn't have nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. but it just has something to do with a stimulation that it came from, and the electrodes that came through your mind and ran through your body. Don't you do that. Amen. Stay focused. I want to leave you. I might not be able to talk to many of you before this year crossed over, but I want to let you know, stay focused. Don't get caught up. One thing about it, I can tell you, it ain't going to prosper you. Look around. Where did it got you? Many of you, you should have been a lot further than where you're at right now. But because you got caught up, and the number one person we get caught up with is ourselves. Then we get influenced. Then we get caught back up into that stuff. And guess where it prosper you? It don't prosper you nowhere. It doesn't prosper you nowhere. Amen? Amen. I pray that many of you really receive and you stop missing the blessings that God has for you, because you are not staying in the fire. You want to get out the fire, but yet I want the benefit that comes after the fire. It doesn't work like that. Not with God. It has to go all the way through. God got to take you all the way through. You got to go all the way through for God to be able to give you the things that you get up. Don't give up. Some of you that is listening, if you left your church home, you know you left out of your church home from people foolishness and for someone, somebody says, but the leaders that you was over did not show none of that stuff. You need to go back. You need to go back, talk to that leader. Don't worry about the members because you're not there for them. You dare to sit up on the stewardship that God gave you. You need to go back to your church home. I don't care where you're at. I can care less if you're in South Africa. If you're listening to me, South Africa, you know you left and you left prematurely. And you know at the end of the day you had great leaders, amen? But it still was stuff that you didn't get delivered from yourself, and you got caught up and you decided that you need to go back. Don't you abort the destiny that God has for you. Don't you abort the things that God has for you because of what some naysayers and what some foolishness went on. You better get back, because at the end of the day you got to understand that God chose them. You didn't chose them. God chose them, amen? God chose them. So at the end of the day, don't abort what God has for you because of what people may say, what people may feel, but you never experienced that. It's something to where people never experience some things, but they still get caught up in foolishness. No, you're not a leader, you're a follower. And I'm telling you, you need to stop being a follower and start being a leader and examine your own life. I'm glad that Evangelist Nita said what she wanted to say. It shows that she's capable of being a leader and not a flawed follower, because I tell anybody, you can only examine your life. Don't examine what somebody else said, because somebody else probably have a bunch of foolishness and lies and all this kind of stuff going on that they never experienced before, but yet you feel in some type of way because you are a follower. You're a garbage can. You allow people to throw their junk inside of you, amen, and put all that in you, and here you go reading every piece of a mail that comes out the garbage can. Don't you do that. Amen. You're messing up your spiritual walk. You're messing up your spiritual death. You're messing it up, and you're messing up on the set timing that God has for you. Don't do that. Don't have a spiritual relapse in the spirit. Amen. Let's stay focused, and let's go and achieve the different things that God has for your life. Amen. I want to see you blessed. I want to see you prosper. But I tell anybody, I can care less of what you say or how you get mad. I've never seen an individual did it without the way of God. You, if you want it through God, you got to do it whose way? God's way. You got to do it whose way? God's way. And I believe that you're going to do it whose way? God's way. My God Almighty, listen, we just thank God. Listen, at this time, we just thank God for what he's done and what he's already done. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. If anybody wanted to just congratulate Evangelist No More Elect, it's going to take me a time to just get adjusted to it. Amen. I'm used to calling her Evangelist Elect, but now Evangelist Shanita Planton. Amen. I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and we're just going to thank God for her and encourage her on her journey. Many of you that are prospect, stop playing with these games with your life. Let's go on to it. Let's stop playing games with it. Let's go on in it. Stop questioning yourself that, am I worthy? Am I worthy? What makes me worthy? I've been through the mud. What makes me worthy? I've been a liar. What makes me worthy? I've been a homemonger. What makes me worthy? I've been a cheater. What makes me worthy? I've been a drug addict. What makes me worthy? I've been an alcoholic. God pulls out of the dirt a seed belongs in the ground. And the ground, you're dealing with all kinds of bugs and filth and different things that are capable of living in the ground. And God takes you out of the ground and brings you into the marvelous light. A seed only feels the heat, but a seed cannot experience the light until it breaks through the ground. You're in your breaking season. You're in your breaking place. Break through the ground, mother. Break through the ground, father. Brother, break through the ground. Son, daughter, break through the ground. Don't complain about the ground. Don't. The ground is there. Finna get ready to be a blessing to you. Didn't the Bible say, I will make your enemy your footstool? The ground is there finna bless. Break through the ground. God bless you. Amen. We're going to go to the phone lines. God bless you. 9257, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor, and congratulations to my spiritual daughter. I know it hadn't been easy because Mother OG used to kind of get on you kind of hard, but it paid off after a while. Didn't that, done that, come a long ways. So I thank God for Apostle, he and my Apostle, the First Lady. And I thank God for you, Shanita, being a daughter in my life. That my daughter's not here, but you are, and you have proven that to me. And I just want to say congratulations and stay in the race. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother. Amen. We thank God for our mother. She was another one. God told me to do what I need to do. Amen. It wasn't no question. Amen. Of somebody that is worthy and belongs to what God called. Amen. Amen. We're going to go back to the phone lines. God bless you. 0186. God bless you. Amen. If your phone on mute, you might want to take it off of mute. Amen. Take it off of mute.
I'm sorry. This is Tammy from New York. I just want to say congratulations. God bless you. And may God continue to walk you on your journey, as I know he will. You are such an inspiration when I listen to you, if only you knew. So I want to thank you, and congratulations again. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Tammy, and you get ready as well, because God has great work for you as well. Sister Tammy, amen, get ready. You're coming out of your shop. Listen, y'all, it was a time to where Tammy, that from New York, she was press one. She was, but now, the one giving people flowers and all that. Amen. That's something great for you, daughter.
Thank you. So,
amen. God bless you. We're going back to the phone line. 6131. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is me, Kenyatta. And I just want to congratulate Evangelist Nita. She has definitely been an inspiration for me, even throughout this pandemic and stuff. Behind the scenes, I appreciate her checking on me, and I'm just so proud of you, and to God be the glory.
Amen, amen. With you, and also, this is Sister Tiara. Okay. Oh, that's right. Amen. God bless you, Sister Tiara, and I'm going to tell you, you're coming into a place to where God says, he trusts you. He could trust you that you are not going to walk away from the call. I restore you and the things back that it was in the spirit realm that was robbed from you because of different things happening in your life and you lower your guard. And it was robbed from you. But because of you are now willing to tap into the will of the Lord and God is really pleased with this walk, I prophesize that a restoration spiritually is going to come back to you. Restoration of the things that God for you at this set is going to be restored back to your life in Jesus' name. Amen. And yes, you are still what God called you to be, a minister elect, my God, Kiara. We are not walking away or aborting the call. Amen. 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 We just thank God for her as well. Amen. And we just thank God for what he is doing. We're going to go back to the phone lines. God bless you. 5350, you're on the air. God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle. This is from your boy, Bro Ron, your spiritual dance partner. I can't wait to get back in church to dance with you. Just congratulations.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Ron. Amen. And ain't many days hence that his title, Spiritual Realm, is going to change as well. Amen. I'm just so happy of what God has done with many of the individuals in the spirit realm and ADM, and to see where you come from and to see you now. Amen. And God is still training and doing different things, but it's a blessing to witness this. God bless you. 8740, you're on the air. God bless you. You're on 8740. If your phone on mute, you can take it off. Amen. I'm going to move on. 3923. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good morning, Apostle. Well, good afternoon. I just wanted to congratulate Evangelist Shanita. She deserves it. I'm happy for her. Congratulations.
Amen. 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 We're going to go to the next caller, 0367. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. And God bless,
God bless you,
Evangelist. Hello. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Evangelist. Fine.
God bless you.
Hello.
Amen.
I just wanted to say congratulations and keep working. Keep working.
Amen.
Thank God for removing fear and just go on to destiny. Go on to your destiny. God is able. He is able in every area. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody else? Amen.
Good morning. Congratulations. Good morning to everyone. Congratulations, Evangelist Nita. It is just always a joy to be such a gift. And I'm so thankful for having development, and it brings my heart joy just to see your commitment and your faithfulness. I know that we talk about it all the time, but just for this day to be set apart for you and your elevation, and I just have to echo everything that I say on a daily basis. Just the fact that you have totally committed yourself, and it has manifested itself today. So I just want you to continue to stay encouraged. I appreciate you issues that might be trying to come phone to discourage you. I pray that you are strong. You are an inspiration to everybody that's on this line. Pray that all that you give out, that the Lord gives you 10, 20, 100,000 fold to restore that we know nothing about at this time. So again, stay encouraged. Congratulations. Some of the people have already said that they want to sow into you. You all that have not done, you can send them either to the Ministry Cash App. Just make sure that you pay for Minister Nita, or you can send it to me and I'll make sure that she gets it. But again, Minister Nita, stay encouraged to hold up now. And again,
amen. We thank First Lady for it. Amen. Let's go back to the phone line. 693. God bless you.
Hey, Mom. Congratulations. We are so proud of you. You're so strong. You're so smart, so committed. And, you know, on behalf of me and the family, you know, we know what you deal with on a daily basis and everything. And, you know, you're so committed. And you show us every day, you know, through your walk that God is real, you know. And we are so, so proud of you. And, you know, just continue to be a woman of God and continue to inspire, because that's what you do through your actions. And, you know, on behalf of me and my brothers and the family, We're so proud of you, and we love you so much. And congratulations, and bask in every moment. Love it.
Amen. Amen. For a son. Amen. Let's tell him. 0442. You are 442. You're live back on mute. You can take it off.
Congratulations, Evangelist Nita. I love you. You're well deserved. Thank you for your commitment and your loyalty. And just want to say congratulations as well.
Amen. Amen. It's a Deshaun. Not in the days since her title is going to change ability as well. Many of you, you get ready. A ministry that is in her, that is the birth, that is blessed. A lot of wonders, and we'll bring them in for your hand. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Calling on the air, 8740.
Hey, Pastor. I just want to thank you. This police eternal
Amen.
Sister, I want to thank you for helping me through that hard time, because when I thought I was losing faith, you brought it back to me. Also, I want to thank you for the dreams that I was having. You brought me to the light and shed the light on me, what was going on. And I want to thank you just so much for helping me through this hard time.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We just thank you. Thank God for you all as well. Listen, we just thank God. And also, we're going to be having, please mark your calendar, many of you. And we definitely want to be seeing many of you once the Lord release us. To do so, we're going to have a ceremony to wear the dress and all. We already have the charge, so we don't have to worry about giving her the charge or even bringing her into the commitment, you know, but it will be a ceremony that is traditional, that is also lines up with the Bible and laying on hands. When the Bible declares, lay hands suddenly on no man, that is what it's talking about. It's talking about the work of ministry, the work of the office, amen? So we are glad to where we'll be able to be a blessing to her and be able to do what the Lord called us to do. That's why it probably takes time for individuals that are in position, amen, before we walk and do things, amen? So we just want to say thank you. God bless you. Evangelist, can you close us out with a prayer? God bless you.
God bless you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, Father, on this special day, Lord Jesus, a day that we will never, ever see again, Father God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you do, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father God, because we know, Lord Jesus, that that is exactly what sustains us, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just being there, Father, in the midst of our storm, Father God. We thank you, Father, for being there, Father, in the midst of our imperfectness, and our imperfectness, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God, but to continue, Lord, to give us your strength, Lord, your peace, Lord, your joy, Lord, your happiness, Lord, your endurance, Lord, and your perseverance, Father God, to press on, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we close out today, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you for being who you are, Father God. You are more than wonderful. You are miraculous, Father. You are majestic, Father God. But most of all, you are forgiven, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you continue to nourish us, Father God, and to continue to allow us to keep on keeping on, Lord Jesus, and being your faithful children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank God for everything. We thank God for all of your support. I know I took this with longer than you. Because it was a celebration. We thank God for you. So remember that the race ain't given to the truth of the throne. But in life, I want you to keep on being endured. Amen. And you're going to see the end. And the end, you'll be able to determine what blessings that God has for you in your life. Keep growing into the things of God.
understand and let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you, amen, as individuals that has the capacity to help you to grow in the life that is sent by the Lord, and your footsteps are ordered by him. Please don't jump out because things get too tough, things that you hear out of gossip, out of different things that you're influenced by, but yet you never experience. Stay true to the call that God has. Seek God in everything. Make sure that it is God. Make sure it's not of self and it's not of your feelings and your emotions, but get directions by the Lord. Understand this, that God is a developer. He's here to develop each individual. And if your life is not developed and your life is in a place to where God is trying to get your attention, please allow God to do what he needs to do. Because at the end of the day, when that flower breaks through that dirt and it becomes a beautiful, recognized flower with the identity that's what it is, nothing you could do to take it away. I pray that you're going to come into a beautiful individual, beautiful flower that God chose you to be. This day, I think, that in the year 2020 transition, your mind is going to be made up. That nothing is going to separate me from the love of God and everything that God done connect me with. I want you to go. You'll be blessed. Remember, embrace somebody. Embrace your family. Because I'm going to tell you that pastor going to do something that he never did in years. I don't think I did it since I got the call of being a pastor, a leader, or ministering and all that. In years, I've always been in service watch night, but this time we're going to be able to give you a word by 9 o'clock. And I'm going to embrace my family. I'm going to enjoy my family and thank God for life and thank God for each and every one that God placed in my life. Pastor, love you for ADM Ministry and also from our frontline ministers. Let's keep on doing the will of the Lord, no matter how tough it be, no matter how hard it gets. God has greatness for each and every one of us. And don't be scared to step out of your comfort zone to help be a blessing to somebody, because there's something inside of you that will help somebody to get over the hump in their life. Stay true to the call and stay true to yourself. God bless you. This has been ADM, Apostle Temple and the First Lady Spencer. We thank God for each and every one of you. Let's get ready for greatness. God bless you.